At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Do you guys remember the old, like, scary story growing up about the hook in the side of the car?
No.
No. Wow, what a great reference point.
Oh, Dominique. Hang on. Now I'm trying to think about it.
Macchiano over here.
Dominique Macchiano.
Macchiano.
How do you not
Austin,
remember Dominique
your references
Macchiano?
Have been bad lately. And
no,
you
what do you mean they haven't?
Bad.
No. First of all, me referencing Dominique Macchiano just because you don't know who she is doesn't make it a bad reference.
Well, we have to, if we're going to reference
anyone who remembers
something,
the 96
the masses
games.
Have to know what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, the 96 games, everyone remembers Dominique well, not everyone remembers Dominique Macchiano. It's more of a obscure reference from those Summer Olympics. But people, if you remember the 96 games, you remember Dominique Macchiano.
Well, that's the whole point is I don't think most people remember the 96 games.
Why?
So if you're going to reference...
If you're old enough...
you have to reference, like, something the masses would know.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, that's...
First of all, Mel, this is coming from you.
What?
You don't get a lot of references.
That's because you have a lot of obscure ones.
We don't get a lot of references.
I mean, I get some of them.
No.
But there are quite a few that I'm like, I don't know what that is.
That's because you don't, you know.
Mm.
You guys don't watch movies.
We actually
that,
do
this
watch
was
movies.
For once not a movie reference from you.
You guys don't watch sports either.
That is a patently false.
Well, kinda you didn't watch sports as a five-year-old.
I'm sorry. I was busy. I had some other things to do. There were some blocks that need
sorry,
to be built up.
Sorry, I was busy. You ever heard of a swing set? Sorry, I was busy. Did you ever hear of Mondos? Did you guys ever hear of Mondos?
Oh, my God. He just did another one.
What is a Mondos?
What is that?
Google it.
Am I allowed to Google it at work?
Google? Yes. Mondo. It was a drink. It was like a squeeze it. A Kool-Aid squeeze it. But it wasn't a Kool-Aid squeeze. It was like another brand.
Mondo. Mondo squeeze. I remember those things, but who remembers the name?
People that were my age would.
Your references are getting way too detailed now to
They're
the point
not.
That nobody gets them.
They have to be.
They're
they
just
have
not,
to be a little more Mel, like that culture, like that everybody would get it.
Mel,
it has to span. It can't be just. It can't just be for people who are like 35 to 38.
Yeah.
No.
It can't just be that. It's got to be
if
bigger.
If you grew up in Nashville.
35 to 45, I would say, would know what Mondos are.
Do you know what these are,
parents,
Mel?
And parents of kids that age.
Mm-mm.
Mel doesn't know. Mel, you're too old for that reference.
Kyle, you're too young for that reference. That's why I don't know that.
I know that one.
Squeeze-Its are way too popular. You got to make obscure references.
But that's just that they were popular, so that's why people know the Squeeze-Its. Yeah, but that's why the masses would know
I'm
that.
I'm not going to go cliche.
I know the Squeeze-Its.
I'm not going to go cliche, because if you go with a cliche
Yeah, but then you're leaving out a lot of people.
That's fine. I don't need a lot of people to come with me.
I want to
make obscure references, so then people are like, man, I haven't thought about Mondos since I was five years old playing on swing sets.
But our job is to appeal to the masses.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It very much is.
No.
The fact that you don't believe that is not great for us right now.
Look, I am going to stay obscure. I am not, I'm never changing. Nothing you guys can say will get me to change.
But that's not good radio.
Yeah.
We're doing fine with making good radio, okay? I don't think me making obscure references throwaway lines is going to affect our ratings.
That's not what I heard when I got trained in radio.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Mel, you got trained in radio?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, jeez.
I did.
Don't try to turn this around now, Melissa.
Yeah, wait a minute. Don't try to deflect.
You're the one who's in the wrong here.
I am not in the wrong.
Any other obscure references you want to get out right now?
You guys remember Yomega Yo-Yos?
Buddy.
Do you guys remember... do you guys remember the movie Small Soldiers?
Yes.
Okay, see? Do you remember...
It had Phil Hartman in it. And a young Kirsten Dunst.
It did have Phil Hartman in it. Do you remember...
Whole time when I saw that movie in theaters, I kept saying that would be a fun ride at Great America.
Small Soldiers?
Yeah, because they would do like random, like I remember one time they put like the soldier, the toy soldier, in the garbage disposal and he just spun around a lot. I'm like, that would be a fun ride at Great America if they did that. I kept like saying that, and I feel like Great America could have taken some of my advice. Hey, I got some ideas for you.
Hey,
a ride that goes in circles really fast.
Yeah, there's a reason they're not.
You act like you're in the middle of the hit film Toy Soldiers.
There's a reason they're not Greater
Small
America.
Soldier. There's a reason what?
They're not Greater America.
Hey, don't talk to them like that.
What? You were just saying. I was taking your side.
So name now like something that isn't so obscure. Name something that most people would know.
Good. Channing Tatum.
There you go.
There you go. You're getting better.
All right. That's much better. Everybody knows Channing Tatum.
What's your favorite Channing Tatum role, Melissa?
When he's a stripper. Magic Mike.
Which one is your favorite? Magic Mike 1, 2, or XL?
Isn't it XXL?
Yeah, I think it's...
Yeah, wow. Somebody over there is a big fan. Walked right into that one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Did you see...
I didn't see 2. I saw 1 and 3.
Well, how are you going to understand 3 if you didn't see 2?
I don't know, but I somehow skipped that middle one. Maybe that was because maybe... I wonder when that year that came out. I wonder if I missed that because Porter was little or something.
Well, did you see any of the 50 Shades?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
That is not an obscure reference.
I saw the first one in theaters.
Oh, did you?
We were going to go see the Bradley Cooper film, American Soldier, and it had sold out, and I was really upset because I had been wanting to see that movie for months.
Mm-hmm. American Sniper.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you were the one talking Small Soldiers over there. Anyway, this is a conversation between me and Melissa. Why don't you think of some more obscure references over there? Anyway, we had been waiting to see it for weeks, and... Haley kept saying, I want to go with you. So we went and it
was
sold out. No, it was sold out.
Oh my God.
So then I was upset and she's like, well, we might as well see another movie here. What about 50 Shades just came out? And so we saw that in theaters and it's the hardest I've ever laughed at a movie. I think.
What about the clothing line Bugle Boy?
Ooh, I remember Bugle Boy.
I remember that one.
Do you remember Bugles, the chip?
Yeah.
Oh, those are good.
Wow, a reference we can all understand.
Wow. Thanks, Kyle.
Kyle, do you remember Gabby Douglas?
Yeah, she was an Olympian.
Or Shawn Johnson?
Oh, I had a crush on Sean Johnson.
What about Nastia Lukin?
Yes, everybody. Okay, so you are now.
All right. My sister texted me these names and said, okay, can you ask Kyle if he knows these names?
Okay.
An even bigger one, Sean White.
All right. That's a snowboarder.
That's a snowboarder.
Doesn't matter. He was still in the Olympics.
Yeah, but we were.
The winter.
Yeah.
So what?
We're talking about
winter, gymnasts. Summer.
We're trying to see if I don't know gymnasts. Mm.
Name a gymnast, Mel. Go.
Simone Biles.
Name a non, current gymnast.
I can't.
We literally just named three.
I know. Well, I don't want to go back and name those again.
Name one that we just named.
Nadia Comaneci.
Nadia Comaneci? Nadia Comaneci?
Yeah.
That's not even a real person.
Yes, it is.
Nadia Comaneci?
Look it up. I don't know where that came from.
Nadia Comaneci.
Yes. Look at you guys both Googling it right now.
Nadia Comaneci.
Yes.
Comaneci?
It's pronounced Comaneci.
How Comaneci? Confident.
Is it Comaneci?
Are you Nadia Comaneci from Romania?
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell did you pull this out? She's 62 years old.
I know, but you know what? I just saw something about her. Like, they referenced her. I was watching the gymnastics. I was watching Simone Biles, and somehow somebody referenced Nadia Comaneci.
She made an
opinion
about Simone Biles.
Oh, no.
So they just mentioned it. Mentioned her name, and so for some reason probably because I just heard her name recently, that popped in my head.
Oh, you know who's a total babe when it comes to gymnasts?
Who?
Michaela Maroney.
Any relation to Megan?
No. Oh. I wish.
She is pretty. I remember Michaela Maroney.
Do you remember Mary Lou Retton?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I think she's sick right now.
What?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I think
this whole episode is just entitled, let's Google it. Obscure references from Austin, we're going to Google it.
Michaela Maroney.
Nadia Comaneci. I'm going to Google it.
Do you remember
Mary Lou Retton's health status? I'm going to Google it.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember when Michaela Maroney made that face in the Olympics?
Yeah. Man, and then, like, it became viral.
That thing, that was, like, one of the first, like, viral Olympic moments.
And then Obama did it with her.
Did he really?
Yeah. Obama did the annoyed face with her.
Man, Mary Lou Retton gives update on her health.
How old do you think Michaela Maroney is?
I don't know, actually.
28. Wow. Super young.
Old in gymnastics terms. Well, was that the first year of Simone Biles? Was Michaela Maroney 2016 or was she 2012?
Oh, good question. I think 2016.
I want to say 2016. I don't know, actually.
Those years are blurry for me because when you have
drinking problem.
I was drinking a lot because I had a kid. No, I'm kidding.
Just drinking.
No,
all
it's
the
2012.
Time.
2012 was. Yeah.
And
when
Porter
she...
was born in 2010, so I had a 2-year-old.
A big drinking actually, problem.
One because he was born at the end of 2010.
Yeah, a huge drinking.
Wait,
problem.
That means she was 16 in those Olympics?
Oh, they're very young. That's normal.
This
age.
Year is like the first year, not first, but this year is like abnormal because everybody's like older. Like they're over like closer to 20 and there's only one 16-year-old now.
Well, how old is Simone Biles though? She's older
She's
than that.
20 something. She's 28, I think.
I thought she was older than that, but maybe you're right.
The photo of the unimpressed face with Obama is
let's Google it.
It's on her Wikipedia page.
Simone Biles, 27.
Oh, 27. Okay.
My God, this whole episode has just been us Googling. This whole episode is just us asking questions. What happened in days
it.
When there wasn't Google?
Right,
we should sell
the
it as listen to us Google thing.
Most people go to podcasts to learn things. They tune into ours to find out that we're also learning on the fly as well.
I'm officially adding Michaela Maroney to my list.
Okay.
Who's on y'all's list?
I have. Mine's still Zac Efron. I don't know.
Just Zac Efron?
Anna Kendrick. Everybody knows that.
My wife thinks I have a thing for Anna Kendrick. And she, don't get me wrong. She's cute and adorable. But she's not on my list.
She's not?
No.
Who's on your list, Kyle?
Anna Kendrick.
Anybody else?
I was going to put Michaela Maroney on it, but Austin stole her. Like a thief.
That is totally your type, Austin.
What?
That just dark hair, she's totally your type.
Who, Michaela Maroney?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she is. You know what's funny is my type is not what my wife is. That's what's funny about this whole thing. Like, my wife is the exact opposite of what my type is. I like very short brunettes, and my wife is a tall blonde.
Have you guys seen that viral clip that goes around of like name your favorite Pop-Tart? Have you seen this?
No.
This is from a while ago. And it was a very famous sound on TikTok. And it was from a podcast where they're like, name your favorite Pop-Tart. And the guy goes, strawberry. He goes, that's such a basic answer. And the guy goes, all right, you want me to be more specific? It was the 2002 release of the Spider-Man Pop-Tart where it gets like hyper specific.
Ooh, yeah.
If you were to ask me who is on my list and I said Anna Kendrick and you go, that's a basic answer, I will tell you my hyper specific answer that just came to mind.
Ooh, who?
It is Beyonce, more specifically in the video she just made for Team USA when she says, Wee Wee Perry.
Oh,
that
wow.
One specific part,
that
I was
really
like, Beyonce.
You, huh?
I was like,
really?
Wait,
you mean country artist Beyonce?
Yeah, country star Beyonce Knowles.
Wow. I'll have to check that out. See what it was that was so hot for you.
You didn't watch it? Well, might I recommend you Google it?
I
can Google it right now.
Wait, you know who's on my list? Who? Speaking of oddly specific on my list.
Who is it?
Are you Googling it right now?
Yeah.
Google it.
There was an old Taco Bell commercial back in the day. And what was her name? What was her name?
Are you sure it wasn't the Doritos girl?
No, I'm positive. It was a Taco Bell commercial where the Taco Bell employee, she was working and she was the cutest Taco Bell employee I've ever seen in my life. I'm going to find this girl's name. I'm Googling it. Oh, damn it.
I don't know. You got me on that one.
All right. Well,
how long ago was it?
It was probably 12 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Maybe 13 years ago.
You know who else I think is super attractive?
Who?
And I should know how to say his first name, but I'm not 100% positive. He's from Stranger Things. He played Billy.
Oh, that guy is definitely your type, Mel.
He is. Wait, yeah. How do you say D-A-C-R-E? Dacre? I don't know actually. His
D-A-C-R-E?
Last name is Montgomery.
Dacre?
Dacre? I'm not sure. But I don't know. He's something. I'll tell you that. He's really, really cute. And in Stranger Things, why did they have to kill him off?
Denise.
I don't like that.
Denise. Her name was Denise in the commercial.
But you don't know her real name?
Yeah. No. I'm.
Let's Google it.
Denise Taco Bell commercial. It's up. People know what I'm talking about.
Wait, why is this posted from A. Huff on YouTube? Does anybody know how I can find her?
Oh, here it is. You found it.
The redhead?
What?
Oh, her? Brown hair?
Yeah. Of course,
she
if I like
cute.
Her.
Oh,
wait. Right?
She looks like... Wait.
She's super cute.
She looks like the girl from Friday Night Lights.
Kind of. Yes.
She looks like the girl from Friday Night Lights.
Mika Kelly?
Yes. Mika Kelly.
Mika Kelly's also on my list.
A reference we all didn't have to Google.
Wow. That's how to do it. Yes.
Mika Kelly, when she shows up at the end of 500 Days of Summer, spoiler alert.
As Autumn.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
That made the whole movie worth it because... I'll be honest. I'm not a Zooey Deschanel fan at all.
You don't say.
I love her.
You never mention this. Is it? There's not a hyper-specific reason why you don't like her, is there?
It's because she sings in every movie.
You don't think she can sing very well.
No, I never said that. Sing well.
He just thinks he forces
her singing into every role that she has ever done.
Because she's good at it. Why not do something you're good at?
Okay, I'm good at drawing. You don't see me forcing it into every radio show we do.
Excuse me, didn't you go to St. Jude and draw something and then we had it hanging in studio for months?
Yeah, I didn't draw every day, though. And I didn't choose to hang it up. I just drew it at St. Jude, and someone was like, we're taking this back with us to Chicago.
Oh, how humble of him.
Okay. Listen, Zooey Deschanel, not a Zooey Deschanel fan, okay? And so that movie was very annoying because in that movie, she plays kind of like a frustrating girl. Am I wrong in saying this?
No.
Like, her character is very frustrating.
She doesn't
want to
date, and yeah.
Yeah. But and she's going back and forth between wanting to date Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character. And then at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, they break up. She moves on.
Well, they break up at the beginning of the film. We know this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. That's right. And she gets engaged to someone else. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt is sad. But then he meets Autumn. And the movie ends. And it's like, oh, my gosh. That is, it made the whole movie worth it. Because I was like, yeah, this is how it was supposed to end.
This is how.
Have you seen it, Mel?
I have not.
No, you need to see it. You would love it.
Do you know about what year that came out?
2010?
See, let's Google it.
Let's
Google it. I want to say it was 2009. Because I was
working. Kyle might be right.
I was working at a movie theater at that time.
2009!
Okay.
Kyle.
Didn't need to
Who
Google
needs
it?
Google?
That's when I was pregnant.
Do you like the Smiths, Mel?
I had three jobs when I was pregnant, by the way.
Do you like the Smiths? Do you know who the Smiths are?
Of course. Yeah, that was a great movie.
What? No. No.
The
band, the Smiths.
Oh, the band, the Smiths. Wasn't that
movie
the Smiths?
What movie is the Smiths?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Angelina Jolie.
I love that film.
Mr. and Mrs. Hey, Smith.
Melissa, what are your thoughts on the Beatles? What a fantastic flick that was.
Mel, still talking movies.
Mel, do you like the Rolling Stones? They're like, oh, they're delicious.
I like the Rolling Stones, my favorite magazine.
Well, you're switching
technically
from
correct.
Movies to music. What about the Smiths, though? What about them?
So the Smiths play...
Not the Smithereens?
No, not the Smithereens. The Smiths are...
I thought you'd do an XRT reference.
They're a big part of the soundtrack in 500 Days of Summer. Actually, the soundtrack for 500 Days of Summer, I'd put up against just about any soundtrack for any movie.
I remember when I was back at the Metro.
Other than Twisters.
It was 2002. The nation was still reeling from 9/11. And a group of guys walked in. Different first names, all with the same last name. Still trying to find their hit band. And I said, hey, why don't you take that last name, make it a band name? And they said, you know what, Marty? You are right.
Marty.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Monkees.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, we're the Monkees.
Yeah.
Jennifer Love Hewitt's also on my list.
Oh, yeah, she's cute too.
Cool.
What?
She's showing me a timer.
And I didn't start it right away.
Oh, yeah. Mel wanted us to get out of here in 10 minutes.
Yeah. And we're
like, anytime you say that, it never ends up happening.
We've never done a podcast ever.
No, we've had a few. We've had a few that are 10 minutes long.
I bet you if we do, we have like one.
No, we have a few. That's what we've had multiple.
Okay. I'm going to look that up.
Okay. I dare you.
I'm going to look that up. I don't believe
it. Google it.
Google it.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.